This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Whoa. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Unveiled by Grace Podcast. This is your host, this is your man of God, your brother, Ron. And man, wow, I have not uploaded in such a very long time. It's been a place for me of reflection and I want people to truly, and I want to be vulnerable here, truly understand, man, that this walk, just life in general, but as a man of God, I have a responsibility and accountability to what God called me to do. And at the same time, man, how can I put it? You definitely have, it's not easy, I'll say that. But you have your moments where you are weak. But he said when we are weak, we are made strong through him. But people never speak about the being made strong part. People never talk about that space where, okay, things are happening, life's happening. You're experiencing things and you become weak or weary. That's not the absence of faith. That's not the absence of trust or belief in knowing who God is and what he's done and what he will do. It's just a space where it's the process. It's the processing. Like when you go to the bank, they have to process your funds before you can have access to them. So that in between where you know your money's there, it was sent there, but you can't quite get it. There's just a period where you don't have it, but you do at the same time. Man, I hope that makes sense. Please do not lean on your own understanding. Hallelujah. But no, man, I'm excited to be back. It's been a journey these last weeks, couple of weeks. I haven't uploaded in about a month, man. I've been having things go wrong with the computer. certain equipment, just a bunch of different things. Like, the enemy doesn't want this podcast to happen, for sure. But hey, he has no authority here, okay? But it has been a challenging few weeks. So I definitely will be back more consistent. But how are you guys doing, man? I hope you guys are doing great. Other than all those things, man, I am well. I'm well. The family is good. Things are actually good, you know. It's those secret and silent battles that you must have that no one will ever know about but you and God. Because that's the, you know, it's like if you're in the war room and you're discussing things and strategies, or you may have been losing, or not losing, that's a horrible word. You may have experienced a tough situation that affected your strategy. So you're in your war room, you in there yelling, fussing, you know, whatever you do in there to recoup and to adjust, right? So that's what it's been, man. But everything around me is well, is great. My family, my wife, my kids, everything has been going well, man. But enough of that. Today, this is what the podcast for today is going to be about, episode 20, A Crossroad. Meet me at the crossroad, yeah, at the crossroad. See, I don't know nothing about that right there. See, that's, I just showed my age a little bit, but Bone Thugs and Harmony, classic. But no, crossroads. What do I mean by a crossroad? Being at a crossroad can mean a bunch of different things, right? It definitely can. But not in a bad way. See, a crossroads can be an opportunity for growth. It can be a moment of testing of your faith. It can be guidance and direction. But it sometimes mainly is all those things stem from decision making. You have a decision to make. And this is what came to me the other day, and I couldn't continue to not allow, because I don't have the studio or certain things set up to put this out. This is why there's no intro. This is me, because we are at a crossroads. Hallelujah. Some of you have a decision to make. Some of you this is your direction in which way you should go. Because you're probably there like, man, which way do I go? Which way do I go? Some of you, this is definitely a testing of your faith. To keep the faith. To keep the faith. And I tell you this, man, some of you, this is your opportunity for growth. Now, with that being said, a crossroad has always been a point where you must leave something to enter into something else. And I don't know about you guys, but there are some things that I had to leave, whether it's relationships, jobs, people, habits. Ooh, go deep. That no longer served me. That no longer it became a hindrance. Ooh. And Apostle Tim, a great man of God, he was speaking about this recently. He was speaking about this recently, and he was talking about how there's a point in our lives where the things that hinder us can no longer be a part of you anymore, a part of your life. That's what's causing delay, confusion, which can lead to disobedience. And we do not want to be in on that side of the fence for sure. Don't want to be in disobedience. And it's difficult. It's hard to make a decision. It's hard to change. It's hard to accept that some things must come to an end only for the new beginning to happen or to start. And that's what a crossroad is. A crossing of roads. And some things, I tell you, become too much baggage. Or, you know, like when you have a semi-truck and they're loading a load, there's certain roads they just can't drive on. Because there may be bridges, there may be low bridges or too thin for a load that is too wide. And they have signs and different things, signs, whew, hallelujah, that will notify you that, hey, this can't go this way with you because this will become a hindrance. This will complicate things. This will make things unsafe. So you're at a crossroads. What's in your life right now that is a hindrance or can be unsafe, can be a destiny destroyer? Ooh, I'm finna go deep. I've struggled with alcohol for a very long time. I went there. And I spoke about this early in the podcast. I can be real. What, man of God? You struggle with alcohol? Yes. Oh, man of God, you're not supposed to taste wine and drink and get drunk. This is the unveiling. Got to remove the mask. You must be naked. So I'm revealing to you guys that, in all humility and honesty, that you must make a decision. To leave, you must make a decision to better choose God. Choose God. And a lot of us, a lot of you right now, I know. You're struggling with not just what life and what's going on in your life. You're struggling with, well, I know God. I know what you've been doing for me. I know. And am I wrong for still? Yeah. But he's such a loving God. The fact that you are honest and come to him, because he already know. But we got it. You got to invite him in. You got to invite him in. Because at this crossroads, definitely your faith will be tested. Because you have to rely on what God said and what he's already done and just his character and knowing what he's done for you. Apostle Tim was talking about this last night, about trust. And we all heard the scripture, oh, faith without works is dead. And without faith, you can't please the Father. But without trust, without trust, you would never do. And that's the second part of faith. You must have it and do. With it. But without trust. He made a great example last night. He had. He did the trust fall. And what he did was. He had a stronger man. Stand behind. The less or not as physically strong man. Man stand in front. And the weaker man fell back. Because he trusted the man behind him. Because he knew, oh, man, he's strong. Oh, I trust. Boom. And he fell. He fell back. He did the trust fall. Then he removed that strong man from behind him and put a 8-year-old boy. Now, the 8-year-old boy maybe weighed 70 pounds, 80 max. And this man was well over 220, 240. Right? And he said, so, do you trust him? Fall. Do the trust fall. And he's like, I have faith, but I didn't trust it. Which was just mind-blowing. So much revelation there. I was just like, I think my laptop caught fire. Hallelujah. But you're at a crossroads. And you must trust that he will do what he said he will do. So while you're at this crossroad and you're like, man, okay, I'm gonna cut this person off or distance myself from this environment or change this way of thinking by doing this or whatever it may be. You must know that he is with you, he is guiding you, and he's with you every step of the way. But you got to take that little first step. That little first step turns to another step, then another step, then a stride, than a slow jog, and now you sprinting, you running to where God has you. So please do not be discouraged at your crossroad. Don't allow distractions to have you go backwards. No. Mm-mm. You must keep forward, persevere, keep going. Because God's plans for your life, my life, our lives is to lead us into prosperity and to always, always give us peace and a love that nothing on this earth can supply. So keep the faith. Keep going. I love you guys. Hope you guys enjoyed this nugget this morning. Today's Wednesday. October. Wow, it's October. October 23rd. I hope this blesses someone on this hump day, this midweek. And man, see you at the crossroad. I love you guys. Hope you guys enjoyed this message, this podcast. Have a great, wonderful day. May the Lord watch between me and thee. I never understood what that meant when I was a child, being in church. But seriously, I love you guys, but Jesus loves you more. This is your man of God. This is your brother in Christ. Ron, have a great, great rest of your week, and talk to you guys soon. Shalom.